Yes, yes. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Spotify. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the Modern Marvel. We're going to get into an In My Mind segment, you guys. So before we do that, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast, and support. You can check me out on all forms of social media. The link tree will be in the description once I upload everything to all platforms. Also, check out the cool Late for the Party merch, where you can get all your cool t-shirts of the Late for the Party logos. Yes. Tell a friend, tell a foe, let everybody know that this is Late for the Party and this is how we go. So, let's get to it. So, today is an In My Mind segment. We are going to talk about... is the West destroying video games in general and all forms of social and all forms of media? Now, don't get me wrong. To being aware of everything that's going on to today's society, especially here on the Western Hemisphere of the world, to where, like, you know, Me Too, all of this and whatnot, and everything has its purpose. But God damn it, does it really have to be involved with anything involving comic books and video games and even movies and TV shows? Honestly, the reason why I watch or play games or watch stuff so I don't have to worry about day-to-day shit. I'm trying to escape reality. I don't need reality in all of my media. Seriously, I don't. Like, I don't need to worry about if this character in a fucking video game is big or small, if she got big titties or small titties or whatever the case. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? If you want that kind of drama in your games and everything, or in show, like, especially in video games, then have your CAC to where you could create your own character. You know what I'm saying? Create your own character, let them go through their whole little narrative and everything else. That's great, that's fine. But where you're pressuring, when these, like, localizers are literally pressuring, like, Eastern stuff in Japan and whatnot, and, you know, you're pressuring, like, character changes to, like, video games, where, like, their lifestyle and their social cues are different than it is out here. If it works for them, then leave it alone. Why are you sitting here trying to reinvent the wheel? Like, that's what I'm saying. If you want characters to fit your narrative, then create your own fucking video games or your own comic books. That's why I, like, always had this issue with tokenization in general. And it's sad because it's like half of these people who are making the excuse of, oh, like, we want this character to look like this and that, or why does she, like, you know, she needs to be covered up. So do you say this to all the females who are on, like, Instagram and whatnot, or going to the beach and all of that stuff in bikinis and whatnot? But you trip about a video game where this fucking character doesn't even exist. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. These characters don't even exist. And you're sitting there tripping about what this character is wearing in a fucking video game. Oh, this character doesn't look like me. Why her tits are so big and whatnot. Who gives a flying fuck? Who cares? It doesn't make sense to me. I bet money half of y'all don't even play the fucking video games. And even if you do, who cares? It's a video game. Is the game good? That's all that matters to me. Is the movie good? That's all that matters to me. I don't care if a video, if the girl creates it, or is the quality, is the shit good? I'm sorry I'm going in on a rant, but this shit has to be said, because honestly, to me personally, it makes me get away from the stuff that I like doing. Like, I don't need to hear about reality in my video games. I don't care about all that. Mary Jane looks ugly as fucking Spider-Man 2. She doesn't even look like the model that she's modeled from. You know? I mean, even for Mortal Kombat 11, now most of the girls are looking like warrior nuns. Now, don't get me wrong. When you play Mortal Kombat 9, they don't look human enough. Like, they didn't look that human, but I mean, like, come on. Seriously? You're tripping about what she's wearing? Who cares? Is the game good? You know, Mortal Kombat 1 is dog walk. I played Mortal Kombat 11 more than I played Mortal Kombat 1. Well, just with what they did to the game in general, with all these extra characters that help jumps in and all that, I don't like that shit. But that's besides the point. Tanya looks ugly as fuck. Okay? It's just like, oh, I want my characters to look like me. Like, why? Why does it matter to you what the character looks like? Oh, there's a, like, body positivity in a fucking video game. But then again, it's like, it's not enough for you guys. Hello? Marissa from freaking Street Fighter 6? I mean, she's the manliest female that I see, and she's dope as fuck, too. She's actually one of the funnest characters in the game. I like her. But why is it so much of a fucking issue with everything else? Why are you sitting here trying to push a narrative on a character, like on the, like, Harada on Tekken 7, and, oh, we're gonna, from the future on, we're gonna start going to these ideals and everything. Like, why? You know what that's gonna do for you guys? It's gonna fuck up your money. Don't get me wrong. When you guys are pushing out dog water crap, and eventually, the fans and the people who were involved with this stuff from the beginning, they're going to start wondering why. You know, especially with female characters and animated characters, they're animated. They're not real people. They might emoted from a real person, but it's not a real person. Why are you worried about what a video game or what a TV show? Or here's my sad part, it's animated. Why are you worried about animated shit? See, this is why it's like when most of the shows and comic books or anything that dealt with social cues back in the day, they had that one episode, that one comic book that talks about that. You know, like, to me, it's like, oh, I don't need the whole series worried about if this person's bisexual or gay or not. And then he's sitting here, oh, I don't know if I should tell them. And then you're sitting here fighting for your life, And then you're sitting here more worried about the fact that this fucking villain is beating the shit out of you, but you're worried about if your family even knows if you're gay or not. But then when you finally open up to them, oh, guess what? We knew that from Jump Street. It's almost like the same thing where Peter Parker didn't want to tell Mary Jane, Aunt May, that he was Spider-Man because he was worried about her getting a heart attack and she would die. But then when she was at death's door at one point, she knew that he was Spider-Man. Like, what the fuck? All that buildup for nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just to bring us down from where y'all brought us. It's annoying as fuck. Tokenization. Oh, these localizers trying to tokenize all these characteristics and properties and video games and comic books and everything. And like even in media and whatnot. It's just annoying as fuck, man. I can't enjoy anything because they want to push these agendas and these hidden politics and personal agendas and all of that shit. I just want good quality shit. Bravo to Reacher Season 2 for it. And they're trying to bastardize it because it didn't fit nobody's narrative. Who gives a fuck? It's a show. It's a fucking show. Let it be. Alright? If somebody wanted to read, like, hell, here's the sad part. You guys are sitting here arguing and fighting over narratives in video games, like, representation in video games and whatnot. You're fighting the wrong fight. Y'all sitting here fighting over what content is in video games and trying to nerf content, but we got the Ku Klux Klan still running around. Y'all fighting the wrong fucking fight. It doesn't fucking make sense. The math ain't mathing. Why the fuck are all of you guys sitting here arguing, like sitting here trying to tarnish stuff that makes people happy? Oh, it doesn't represent me. I am a 43-year-old black man who's a skinny man in a fat man's body. And guess what? My favorite, like I said before, my favorite top five Marvel characters were all white. One of them turned his body into steel and he was Russian. The other one was a Brooklyn dude whose body was made out of rocks. I couldn't run around in the flying, swinging webs around in the city like Spider-Man. I wasn't blind and jumping on rooftops and bouncing a billy club off of shit like Daredevil. I didn't shoot optic blasts out of my eyeballs with Ruby Quartz glasses. You know why I like Cyclops? Because he made fucking glasses cool. God damn. This is fucking annoying. I can't even go on YouTube without seeing all this bullshit. And here's the problem. All the changes that you're doing, all the stuff even in Wakanda Forever and Marvels and Saints Row and whatnot, all these properties that you're making all these changes for, guess what? This shit was trash. It's trash. And who to blame for it? Oh, nobody's. Well, you know why? Because the shit is trash. You focus on the narrative. The shit is dog water. It sucks. The Echo sucks. You change her characters because, oh, her powers,
her, the producer, oh, her power's in the comic books. Oh, her powers in the comic book suck.
She is a female version of Taskmaster. She can read movement.
You know what? Echo could have been in Black Widow.
Hello, rather than changing Taskmaster to a female. What the serious fuck? Wait, y'all. Y'all do the most backward ass shit. And it's annoying. Just because you want to fit narratives. And I know I'm all over the place, but it all falls into the same hilt. The reason why the first 10 episodes, the 10 years of like the MCU worked, because they didn't care about all that. They were just trying to kick out good quality shit. Like if Captain America had to go through all of, like, oh my god, it was like, I think the Captain America series is still probably the best series of all the MCU. Seriously. You know, like, Avengers had some fumbles here and there, but once Captain Marvel came around and then the Endgame to some degree started falling in that hilt, you know, oh, I need people to represent me. Oh, it's a cockpit. Like, guys don't fucking say shit like that. I sure as hell don't. Trying to make guys look all weak and inferior and whatnot, and girls trying to make themselves look smart and like, okay, how did you get smart? How did Riri Williams fucking do all the shit she did? They don't even explain all that. At least when you watch Iron Man, when he's working on the shit inside of his warehouse, when he was working on the part of the car, he looked like he was doing shit the right way. What did Riri Williams do in Wakanda Forever to give her even justifiable means that she was a smart girl? She had more attitude than intelligence to me. And I read Riri Williams in the comic book. But then here's the problem. You want to push narratives. Oh, we need more representation. Let's put her in where she has nothing to do with Wakanda. I know, like, I am ranting, and I said, like, I just, like, it's gonna get worse before it gets better. It's gonna get worse. Like, I'm tired. I haven't watched, to be perfectly honest with you, I haven't watched a superhero movie since Black Adam. Because I heard and seen glimpses, and I tried to watch, and I just stopped. When you can't get through the first 10 minutes of a movie, and you just saying, that's it, I'm walking out. You know it's bad. Rebel Moon, bad. You know, like, it's just, it's a fucking mess. And then it's like, oh, representation, and oh, we need more characters that look like me. Oh, why is there fat shaming? And why is this not happening? And why is this person not this way? Why there's not enough black people? Why is this girl looks so ambiguous? You can't tell if she's white, black. Okay, why do we have a black Jimmy Olsen? And why does Lois Lane in My Adventures of Superman, You can't tell if she's white, black, Asian. She's a fucking mutt. All that cultural appropriation in her face. You can't tell if she's white, black. Like, she look tan like a motherfucker. Shit, she don't look like Lois Lane. She look like Lois Lopez. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing? It's a fucking comic book. It's a fucking cartoon. Why are you making all these changes? So what? Why does Amber from Invincible, why is she such a bitch? Like, that's not the Amber that was in the comic book. You might as well made her Ambar or something, to where she just had a whole different attitude. If you're going to change representing stuff in that magnitude, to where you're changing somebody's gender or changing somebody's gender and changing their race and all of that, you might as well make a completely different ass person. Hello? Like, it's fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry. Like, look, I don't care who anybody says, oh, well, it's the times now. You should get... I know that the shit is trash. You cannot tell me that the shit that Marvel's been dishing out and... Or you can't tell me the shit that Marvel or Star Wars or anything Disney, even Pixar, is suffering. And that's an animated studio. How was Disney at one point the cream of the crop? Now they're getting thrown to the wayside. Oh, shit. It baffles me. But, I mean, I can't... But what do I know? I'm just a guy who's been a fan of this shit when video games and comic book movies was unfashionable. Where motherfuckers used to get picked at school over this shit. And then this shit happens to where I'm coming from a guy, like I said, I was rocking Akira shirts, the Japanese animation shirts, back when in the late 90s, rocking Flash and Shazam t-shirts and Green Lantern shirts, way before shit even got even fashionable. Captain America shirts, Silver Surfer shirts, you know what I'm saying? Back in the 90s, the only popular stuff that was going popular back then, if your name wasn't Spider-Man, X-Men, or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you were thrown to the wayside. Alright? Nobody was an Avengers fan. Hulk was barely doing anything. Iron Man was a fucking nobody. And nobody gave a rat's ass about Captain America. But who was rocking that shit back in the day? My ass. And then, when we finally get to the apex of where the shit was great, I couldn't have told myself that I would have never seen the day that we would have had an Infinity War movie. Like, Thanos would have existed in modern times. Even with the changes that they did in the MCU just to make everything fit, okay, I accepted it. Because we never had it. But now, all you're trying to do is sit there and look what you guys did to fucking Thor Love and Thunder. What the serious fuck? Why? Why? Just why? Tell me why. Why? I want to know why. Why is the purpose for you to change it? Just because of your narrative. Why is the sole purpose of your narrative? Tell me who feels some kind of way about this. Because I sure as hell don't. Because I know the difference between reality. I know the difference. And what's real and what's not. Why would I want realism in something that I'm trying to escape from? I'm trying to escape reality when I read my books, when I read my comic books, when I play my video games, when I watch my movies, when I stuff. I don't expect Godzilla to walk right down the street, but it's interesting to watch, though. And kudos to fucking Godzilla minus one. You know, good quality shit. Thank you for John Wick. And thank you for Top Gun. Thank you for John Reacher Season 2. Where you're not worried about narratives and, like, we miss this shit. We miss this stuff. This is the stuff we've been wanting and clamoring for a lengthy period of time now. We need the shit to go back to how it was 10 years ago. For everybody, oh, we gotta make these changes and all of that. And fuck it. You know what's gonna happen? When niggas start losing money. When people start ignoring it and like, oh, nobody's liking our shit. Like, hey, Marvel, you've lost a lot of money. Star Wars, you lost a lot of money. Like, y'all just prefer mediocrity. Like, y'all just want mediocrity. Oh, yeah. Rey is not even a fucking Skywalker. She's a Palpatine. How you let a Palpatine win? That was some bullshit in the last The Rise of Skywalker. How are you gonna call it The Rise of Skywalker when this bitch isn't even a Skywalker? She is a fucking Palpatine. You might as well told Ahsoka that she was a Skywalker. I actually like Ahsoka's show. I see fat people in fighting games. Bob, Rufus. We got Marissa from Street Fighter 6. One of my favorite gay characters in Marvel comic books was Northstar. Nobody ever uses him. But you want to change Iceman to a gay dude when he was never gay in the first place. Like, and you want to change Tim Drake to bi and John Kent bi. For what? When they never showed any of that in the first place. Just to fit a narrative. If you want characters to fit what you want, then create new characters. Let them go to the trial by fire like how the other characters before them went. But you want to change their whole dynamic because motherfuckers are too lazy because they don't want to do the work or put up the effort, but it's easier to try to put a curtain. Like, because they want to try to polish a goddamn turd. They want to put a lousy curtain over what's already been done. They want to reinvent the wheel, and it's not going to work. I'm gonna get off the hook, you guys. I'm a give myself a low-graded aneurysm fucking around with this, but either way, that's my rant. This is the In My Mind segment on Late for the Party on Spotify, you guys. Oh, please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media, you guys. Man, straight out. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Cuppa Boy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, you're always on time when you're late for the party.